I was diagnosed with early onset lupus, Hashimoto, and fibromyalgia, as well as unexplained infertility when I was 30 years old. Wow. If this can happen to me, I don't know how, but I can unwind it.
Yeah.
And that something shifted in my body or in my emotions or whatever that created this.
Carrie Drinkwine is a pioneer in holistic wellness and the founder of the Institute of Regenerative Health, where she trains and certifies practitioners across the globe. She also operates the Wise Wellness Holistic Clinic, empowering people to take control of their health and transform their lives.
I saw first time in history we've gone backwards in life expectancy. So you got a lot of work to do.
I really believe that I'm leaving behind a legacy of hope, of health sovereignty, of wealth sovereignty. You know, these are the things that make us ill. It's, you know, financial stress, emotional stress, physical stress. So legacy to me is being able to leave behind an imprint that will transform for lifetimes.
It spans the globe like a super high school internet.
Elvis Presley. Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
It's not over until I win.
The Living Your Legacy Podcast. For those who live to leave a legacy.
That's extraordinary.
The impossible.
Oh, that is sensational.
Jordan. Open. Chicago with the lead.
Usain Bolt is the fastest man on the planet.
You can live your dream.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Legacy Makers. Joining me today, we're talking about a true legacy around health, regenerative health. Carrie's joining me. We are both big health advocates, friends, and hang out a lot in the health space. Have a lot of mutual friends. She's, you know, basically the pioneer of regenerative health. She's trained hundreds of practitioners, helping thousands of people around the world and really trying to redefine the world of health, which isn't in a great place, as we all know. I mean, I saw first time in history we've gone backwards in life expectancy. So you got a lot of work to do.
So much work.
Yeah, well, welcome. Let's kick off. Like, do you want to summarize what you do and how you got here?
Yeah, I'd love to. So it really started with my own journey.
Yep.
As per usual, right? We get into our passion because of some sort of evolution that needs to happen within ourselves. So I was diagnosed with early onset lupus, Hashimoto, and fibromyalgia, as well as unexplained infertility when I was 30 years old.
Wow.
And so I just remember this feeling in my body of like the shock of that diagnosis and being so young. And I was a mother of two at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And being told I was infertile when I knew I had had children before.
Yeah.
And so I just had this moment that came over me after the grief and the shock wore off of understanding and knowing that if this can happen to me, I don't know how, but I can unwind it.
Yeah.
And that something shifted in my body or in my emotions or whatever that created this. And so that really set out my journey to learning how to heal myself. And that was what I did. And so I studied with endocrinologists, rheumatologists, hormone specialists, functional medicine doctors. And it really wasn't until I found the work of regenerative detox that I was able to reverse every single condition naturally and in a very short period of time.
Well, you probably learned during that process, most of them didn't know what to do. They just write prescriptions and say, hopefully this will help.
I was given, well, when I was diagnosed, I was given immunosuppressants, thyroid medication, steroids, and testosterone.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That was like, she was like, okay, here you go. You can, if you take this, you'll just live a relatively normal but shorter life. And that was just like an average Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I just remember feeling like, okay, this is not the trajectory for me. And so once I learned how to heal my own body, it became my mission. Like, everyone needs to know that this is possible for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much easier than we're making it.
Well, isn't it funny, and not funny, but like, isn't it crazy that that's 90% just take the medication, or probably 95% and just go, I mean, okay, that sucks.
Well, yeah, it's because we're taught that it's genetic.
Yeah.
We're taught that, oh, it's genetic, or this just happens, we don't know. And that's because in Western medicine, we study disease, we don't study health.
Yeah.
And so it's a backwards model.
Well, and because it's not profitable to fix disease.
1,000%. I'll let you go there.
Yeah.
But that really is what it is. We're studying disease models. We're not studying wellness. So doctors aren't educated on how to keep the body well. They're educated on how to treat symptoms with pharmaceutical drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, look, to be fair, like on doctors and stuff and prescriptions, also, I mean, a big problem, and you probably agree, is even though it is accessible out there, most people don't want to do the work. So they would going to take the prescription versus clean up their diet, sleep 8 hours a night, start going to the gym. So it's not like it's all the doctors and medical field's fault, because there's a big percent that even if you tell them everything to do,
they're not gonna do it.
And it's better they take some medicine than do nothing at all and stay sick in some cases, right? It's sad reality.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think what I look at is people being educated to know that they have options.
100%.
So what option is right for you?
Yeah.
Is it the regenerative health, get to the root cause path? Is it take more naturopathic supplements and cover up the symptoms a bit more naturally? Or is it take a pharmaceutical pill because you don't want to change? And none of those are wrong.
Yeah.
It's just knowing that you have those options.
Well, and the crazy thing, though, about the best option, which obviously is to naturally heal yourself, it's the hardest up front. And like most things in life, they're the best things are the hardest up front. Building your own business, it's easier to stay in the job you hate, but you can pay your mortgage and bills, than quit, have no money, and try and figure out a business. It's easier to take a pill that reduces the symptoms so you can sleep better tonight than spend 6 months of redoing and cutting out pizza and all the things you love and stopping smoking, and you get 8 hours of sleep, right? So and it's funny that, you know, that the success in life, you have to go in a deep hole and push through to come out the other side.
I think that's part of why we're gifted those experiences, though. Like, I really believe that the reason I was handed these diagnoses is so that I could bring this work into the world. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was really hard. I totally did some of the craziest detoxes for 6 months, people.
What's the craziest one that you've ever done? Come on.
Well, I ate 100% red grapes.
Wow, red grapes.
40 days.
Wow.
And then did a 40-day red grape juice and lime.
That is crazy.
It's insane. But before we write it off, I am impatient. So I want results now. I want to know how to get there the fastest. And it was about cleaning the body as quickly.
So what's the science with red grapes?
Resveratrol.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Resveratrol, and they're one of the most powerful antioxidants, polyphenols, carotenoids. So it's literally bringing so much electric energy into your cells and detoxifying and cleaning.
I do a lot of cherries.
Cherries are amazing for you. Yeah, so fruit is like what cleans the body. And then, you know, there's a time for cleaning, there's a time for building, and then there's a time for maintenance. So I don't live on red grapes anymore, but I did red grapes in conjunction with a bunch of herbals and plant algae supports to make sure my body was fully supported. But it was an acute phase. It was really hard. But then I reversed 3 chronic diseases and got pregnant twice.
Well, it's funny because back when I was a sports scientist and stuff and trainer, I wasn't like, I've tried juice fast and done juice stuff. I wasn't maybe the biggest fan overall, but one thing I said to all my clients, because some people would rave about it, I say, you do realize, yes, the juicing helps and the nutrients and stuff, but you know what 90% of it that's helped you is you went from McDonald's every day to not eating McDonald's every day. And people don't seem to understand that. Like, I'm not dismissing the grapes and the juice, but when you go from a crappy diet to anything that's healthy, right?
You're going
to
see a shift.
You're going to see a massive shift from getting rid of the crap, because I don't think people realize how bad that's affecting you. It's more powerful removing the crap than just adding the good in some ways.
100%. A lot of people are on an addition protocol.
Yep.
I was like, oh, I'm going to take this supplement, I'm going to take this thing, but that's not getting to the root. And for me, my story was actually, I was a quote unquote vegan eater.
Yeah.
Ate no processed food, but exercised every single day, like really hard. Mm-hmm. So for me, the disease, or the dis-ease as I call it, didn't make sense.
Why do I have this?
I exercise, I eat well, but it was really not understanding underneath all of that. The fundamentals under that was my kidneys weren't filtering right. My lymphatic system was backed up and overwhelmed. The harder I exercised, the more I tanked my adrenal glands. Mm-hmm. So it's really understanding.
Especially a lot of women. I used to train bikini competitors, and a lot of the cortisol's way off, thyroid's
right. Oh, yeah.
And it's, yeah.
Yeah, I was teaching at that time 17 hot yoga classes a week. And right. Like with weights, and my hormones were all over
the place. Yeah.
And so it was actually me having to pull back on the exercise and get my kidneys to open up. A lot of people don't know what kidney filtration is, and that's where the lymphatic drain is. And so my lymph system was backed up from a lifetime of pharmaceuticals, poor choices in college and young adulthood.
Right.
You know, it's a compounding effect.
Well, the great thing about kidneys and livers, they do recover well.
They do. And I'm living proof of that.
Yes. Yes. So now let's talk about that's your own health journey and hopefully some great takeaways already. But now what are you doing? What is the job now?
Now I own the Institute of Regenerative Health, which was never in the cards. It was sort of an evolution. You know, first I opened a clinical practice where I met with people in coffee shops and at my house and then slowly rented a room and then opened Wise Wellness Clinic.
Yep.
And the clinic still lives today. I'm retired from that, but I have amazing practitioners and they're running it.
Yep.
And it was in the pandemic actually where our clinic was deemed non-essential. Mm-hmm. And the rug was pulled out from underneath me. My full primary income was gone.
Yeah.
I had a wait list months long for people with chronic illness. And I just had this voice drop in saying, Carrie, train people.
But isn't that like become the greatest thing now for you, right?
Yeah. And actually it was, if I would have just been stuck in that rabbit hole of seeing 40, 50, 60 people a week, I never would have had the space to create what I created. So now
a lot of people during COVID, I think they had that, right? In entrepreneurship, like they got forced to do something else. And I interview so many people. What's cool is the original things recovered and they've got this whole new business now or business model on as a second thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our clinic has recovered.
Yeah.
It's running.
Yeah.
And now we have the Institute of Regenerative Health. And so what I do now is I've stepped fully into the education role.
Okay.
I train and certify people that want to become regenerative health practitioners, that want to build a career in natural health and a career in a totally different way. So my passion was not the burnout, not to build more practitioners that are seeing one client at a time. They're burnt out, they're exhausted, they're at a ceiling for their income. And so we built one of the most in-depth knowledge-based systems inside our institute and a full business in a box where people can have online courses immediately when they graduate that they can run 30, 40, 50 women or...
I think it's so great in the health space. That's kind of the direction I went with personal training for 5 years and kind of said to myself, there's got to be a better way of helping more people and making more money. And I was burnt out too because as a personal trainer, I had my first client at 6, my last one at 10 or 11.
Yes.
Taught 2 spin classes, a boot camp in the middle.
You're making your money, but you have no life.
Yeah. And I was trying to go to the clubs at 11 because I was a 20-year-old till 3 in the morning. So, But then I learned. But what's great is, obviously I learned online. And we had a Facebook group with 70,000 students. We had sellout events around the world, Australia, Canada, UK. And it's not just the money, we made millions, but it's, if you're passionate about what you do, which I was and you are, it's like, what's so cool is to see you help 60,000 people.
Exactly. Like you can help 40 people a week or you can help 100,000.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of online reach.
Yeah. And look, the 40 people you have great relationships with, especially as a personal trainer, because you see them 3 times a week or twice a week. But getting online for everyone listening, like I would wake up every day and there'd be a new before and after photo in my Facebook group. And there's like, there's not many better feelings than that if you love what you do, especially when you've never met the person, right? They bought a program, implemented the program, and then...
And then you see the testimony.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's really what I do now. It's not only train practitioners, but I have tons of DIY evergreen programs. I just got sent a message this morning, actually, of somebody that... So she was a patient of mine years ago and then started working with a lot of my programs, but she had Graves' disease, and so they irradiated her thyroid.
Yeah.
So... killed it with radiation. She brought her thyroid back to life through our protocols and now has a completely normal functioning thyroid. For the last year, she sent me her panels for the whole year. She's like, I cannot thank you enough. So stuff like that. It's like, you can't do that one-on-one. There's just too many people in the world.
Well, and what I was coming to say too is because you're helping a lot of the practitioners, it's like a double level, right? Because you're helping them, they help 100 people. You help another one, they help 1,000 people, right? So I really love that, and kind of similar to what I'm doing with the business owners, right? Helping them and then they grow their companies and help more. So I love that. Let's talk a little about where do you see this going in 10 years from now? Because I know you're already speaking. You were in Dubai last week, speaking again now, this week in Miami here, speaking pretty much every week. Where is it going to be in 10 years?
I get chills when you say that, but I honestly think that regenerative health is going to take over the natural health industry. I really see that the Institute is probably the most elaborate education you can get in natural health because we focus on not just the biochemical view of the body, the electric view of the body. We focus on the toolkit. We have the business. We focus on the energetics, the emotions, the fascia.
How do you define it to someone that's listening that doesn't understand? Like
they're like, what is regenerative?
Yeah. Let's just...
So regenerative health is really getting to the root cause of a problem and reversing it at the source instead of taking a supplement or putting on a Band-Aid. So I'll give you a quick example. If you have poor digestion, you know, you might get told by your doctor to take Pepto-Bismol, which is going to just destroy your gut
microbiome. Yeah.
If you go to a naturopath, they're probably going to give you hydrochloric acid in a natural form, like maybe pyrrolucent slabs or something like that. And although your digestion will get better from that supplement, that's not the
real digestive enzymes.
Right.
So it's cut out fiber.
Why are you not producing enough enzymes? Why is your gut, you know, what's going on in the mucous membrane of the gut lining that the gastric glands aren't working?
Yeah.
That's regenerative health.
Yes, yeah, so it's coming to the base. It's like when there's some water leaking in your roof, most of the time you're just patching the roof, right?
Exactly.
And then, you know, but you're really fixing the pipage system or even maybe the level deeper, looking at the whole plumbing system in the house, right?
100%. Yeah.
That was great. So back to the 10-year thing. Let's keep going.
Yeah. So I think the Institute is going to take over in the natural health industry. It's going to be the program that everyone is going to work in this way. And I think we're redefining health and wealth. So the way that I built the business out for people, I think we're going to, you know, the more money in the right hands of the right people is how we change the world. Mm-hmm. And that's my goal, is that people have health and wealth sovereignty. So I think we're going to end really taking over the natural health industry in a way of like sovereign careers.
Yeah.
Because we built these programs, these online courses for people. But I also do visualize and see that I will be speaking in front of thousands of people in stadium style groups. Mm-hmm. And that people are going to become more conscious through this work, because so much of, you know, how we show up in the world is how we feel, how we're vibrating at a cellular level. So in the Institute, we really merge the work of let the body heal the mind. You know, we have to work on the physical, the energetic, the emotional aspects. And so I just see a big shift of awareness happening. I see a big shift of taking personal and radical responsibility for your health.
Well, even in, like, I got out of the fitness industry, I think 6-7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's so different now. Like back then it was very like a small industry. Everyone knew each other. You knew all the, you know, now it's like you meet people in the streets, especially in Miami. It's like everyone knows the stuff.
Yeah.
It's changed a lot very quickly.
Yeah. I would say my goal is that regenerative health becomes common.
I think it will be. Yeah. Like even in the last 10 years, it's wildly changed. And then another 10 years, I think it will again.
Yeah, instead of people saying, what is regenerative health?
Yeah.
It will be, hey, have you tried regenerative health?
And even biohacking, look at everyone that's, you know, it's just like, again, 10 years ago, that was like very few people knew about it.
It's a biohacking conference every other
day. Yeah, literally, Netflix shows, like it's only mainstream. So that's great. So let's talk a little about legacy. What does legacy mean to you? What are you trying to do around the legacy side?
I really think for me, legacy is, can you make an imprint and an impact that lasts way past your existence and your lifetime, right? What are the ripples that you're making in the world?
Yeah.
And so I really believe that I'm leaving behind a legacy of hope, of health sovereignty, of wealth sovereignty. You know, these are the things that make us ill, is, you know, financial stress, emotional stress, physical stress. So my legacy to me is being able to leave behind an imprint that will transform for lifetimes.
Love that. And last couple of questions. Someone's listening, they want to, maybe they're in the health space and they're resonating with what we're saying, they're burning out doing the one-on-one, and they want to do more one-to-many and figure out the business model and the business plan. How do they go about that?
So they can reach out to us at info@instituteofregenerativehealth.com. We train our practitioners to be super well equipped with the toolkit. And then we've actually developed this completely online backend system called Regen Pro for the regenerative professional. So we've actually built an entire platform where everything exists for them, all their courses, their legal waivers, their health questionnaires, their quizzes, their workflows, their websites, everything's there. So we can turnkey that business for them.
Yeah. And that's great, because most of them aren't, you know, maybe sort of business savvy or at least business motivated. So they just want to help more people and, you know, just getting, I met so many people in the industry, they didn't ever have a contract, right? And
right,
like
it's
that.
So dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you have to have contracts. So what my vision was behind that is the things that were the hardest for me.
Yeah.
Which was, I always say, I teach, not tech. And to this day, I still say that because tech isn't my passion.
Sure.
Why am I going to spend 100 hours trying to figure out how to build a website?
Yeah.
And most people don't have the capital up front. So I took all the hardest things, the legal, the contracts, the questionnaires, the workflows, the websites, and we just did it for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's plug your picture in, plug your links in, and you're good to go. And so I wanted to take away that health and success is only for the elite that can invest in it. And I wanted to make it accessible to everybody.
I love that. So last question, any more tips, tricks, or anything to expect from your episode for the people watching if they've not seen the full TV show yet?
Yeah, I think in my episode, you're going to learn some incredible insights about the body and learning the body in a totally different way. Everybody's focusing on the chemical view. I'm going to show you how to focus on the electric view and how that millivolt potential really connects into illness or wellness.
Love it.
Also, just tools and tricks to understand how to manage and study your own health from home.
Yeah.
You will learn kidney filtration, how to look at your urine to see if your lymph is working and kidneys are working right, how to tell if your liver is stagnated. I mean, these are things that most people go to doctors for. They don't understand how their body works.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to keep it so much simpler because it really is.
Love it. Well, there you go, guys. A great episode all around, health and the health industry. And if you're a practitioner, an educator, working one-on-one in pretty much any field, hopefully this helps. And also if you're obviously in the health space, you want to take your coaching to the next level, obviously tune into the full episode and check out all the stuff. That's an episode in a wrap. Keep building a legacy, and I'll see you guys soon.